This is the Peter Creek Presbyterian Church Podcast. Here at Peter Creek, we honor God by making more disciples for Jesus Christ. From wherever you are listening, we hope that you are encouraged with this week's message from Pastor Kelly Baldridge.
If you would, take your copy of God's Word and turn with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. That comes right after 1 Thessalonians. We are in the last week of the year, and today is the final Lord's Day of 2021. Now, we're really still celebrating Christmas. Many are still visiting with their families, and some will have families come in within the coming days. And so today, I just want to consider with you something that will encourage us as we look into this coming year. And so, in this passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, you will see three things. A prayer request, you'll see a statement of confidence, and then you'll see a benediction or a blessing. And so those are the three things to keep in mind as we prepare to read God's word together. But let's pray and ask the Lord's blessing upon it. Heavenly Father, we come this morning asking for your help and your strength. Lord, we are in need of it. We are in a more happy spirit often during this season, and we are thankful. Thankful for what you've provided. We are spending time with family and friends and loved ones, and we rejoice in you, our Savior. But Father, we also see the year ahead. We see what's coming. We do not know what's coming, but we know you do. And as we prepare for what is ahead, Lord, help us to prepare in the right way. But Lord, as we come to your word this morning, we ask that you would guide our steps. May your spirit teach us, and may we listen with ears to hear. Father, we pray this in Jesus' name, and amen. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. This is the word of the Lord. There's a song that I think was written by someone else, but Larry Cordle, good Lawrence County native, has made it maybe not necessarily popular again, bluegrass, but within the bluegrass community it is, I guess. And it goes like this. When you pray, will you pray for me? For I need his love and his care. When you pray, will you pray for me? Will you whisper my name in your prayer? When I pray, I will pray for you, for you need his love and his care. When I pray, I will pray for you. I will whisper your name in my prayer. Just a simple song. It's got a nice melody, a very nice tune. I didn't sing it for you, but you have the idea here. Very simple. Will you pray for me? Will you pray for me? When you pray, will you pray for me? And that's the message today. That is what we need as we prepare for this next year. And so what can you do to prepare for this next year? What can we do as a church? What can you pray for your pastor and your elders and your deacons? What can you pray for each other? And what confidence can you have as you pray? And what confidence should you have as you go into this next year? I hope to answer some of these questions as we look into 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. The first point, the first thought for today is this. Pray for the success of the gospel and the deliverance from evil. pray for the success of the gospel and the deliverance from evil. That's the first prayer. That is the prayer request that is made by Paul. Paul is writing to the Thessalonians. He's writing and finishing up his message to them in this second letter. And he says, finally, brothers, pray for us. He says, pray for us. That's the request. Pray for us. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your apostle, he's saying. Pray for those who are leading you. Pray for those who are ministering amongst you. But also, I think that we could say that this is a request that we should ask others to pray for us as well. Pray for us. And there's two parts to this request. The first part is in verse 1. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you. So he's praying or asking the Thessalonians to pray for the success of the gospel. As we think about what is to come, we can consider what has happened this year. We have taken in at least 3 new members, but 3 new converts. 3 people who have come to Christ. We have seen the gospel be successful amongst us. And we are praying that God would continue that success. We have seen with our Helping Hands ministry, the Lord used that ministry to feed many, many families and to proclaim Christ amongst them. And we're praying that the Lord would not only feed their physical bodies, but next year that he would feed their souls, that they would know and trust in Jesus Christ. And so the request that he says is pray for the gospel to succeed. And notice how he does so. That the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. The success depends upon God and not anyone else. Paul is not saying, pray that your ministers will be faithful. Pray that I'll be faithful, and because of my faithfulness, people will come to Jesus. Paul doesn't pray that. He doesn't want you to pray that. But he does want you to pray, wants the Thessalonians to pray, that God would save, that God would send forth his word, that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. The reason that that is the request that Paul makes is because Paul knows that the success of the gospel, the success of his ministry, does not depend upon his abilities. It does not depend upon his talents. It does not depend upon his speaking ability. It does not depend on any of those things. It depends upon God. And so when you pray for your pastor, do not just pray that your pastor will be faithful, but pray that God will work. Pray that God will save sinners. Because the success of the word doesn't depend upon us. It depends upon God blessing. Pray that the blessing of God would be upon the ministry of the word. In 2022, that should be our prayer. God, bless your word. May it go speedily ahead of us. And here Paul's quoting from Psalm 147, which says, he sends out his command to the earth, his word runs swiftly. We should desire that God's word would run swiftly ahead of us and that he would be working in the hearts of those who have not heard the gospel yet. That he would be sending forth his victorious word to bring the strangers home. So the success depends upon God and not anyone else. But when we think of the success of the gospel, we also see a changed life desires more changed lives. Notice what he says. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you. Paul is speaking to their heart and he is telling them, hey, what has happened to you? The word of God came to you and changed you. And if the word of God comes to you and changes you, you should desire that it would change others. In fact, we can say it this way. If you do not have a desire to see people come to know Christ, we might want to question whether you know Christ to begin with. Because when you know Christ, you will want others to know him. When you have been changed by him, you will want others to experience that change. When you have been transformed, and when you have seen and experienced the love of God in this way that leads to your salvation, you will pray that others will experience that same love of God. And so it is a sign, an evidence, that you have been changed because you desire for your neighbors to be changed, because you desire for your family members to be changed, because you desire even for your enemies to be changed. A changed life desires more changed lives. And so we pray. But we don't pray just for the minister. But we pray that God would change lives. Because ultimately we know, though there are people that are important to us that have led us to Christ, that have pointed us to Jesus, we know that it is Jesus who is saved. So we pray that he would save others. And so there are those who hope to hinder the gospel too. And so there's a second prayer. The second prayer comes in verse 2, this request, the second request. I keep saying prayer, but you get what I'm saying, hopefully. In verse 2, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. Paul's opponents were many. And we know this because we studied Galatians together. There was that group called the Judaizers that thought that salvation can come with Jesus, but also by obeying the law. But Paul preached the gospel, and the gospel says that salvation comes by faith alone, right? Through grace alone, in Christ alone. It is not found in doing this and doing that. It's in trusting in Christ. It is what God does to us. But there are those who would like to distort the gospel. There are those who are evil and desire evil, and they would like to hinder the gospel from going forth. So his first prayer request is that the gospel would go forth speedily ahead and be successful. But he also wants us to pray that we would not hinder the gospel ourselves, and that nothing would stop the gospel. Nothing would get in the way of the gospel. That they would be delivered from wicked and evil men. And that ought to be a prayer for us as we prepare for this coming year. I don't know if you watch the news. I tend not to watch the news. But I know enough about what's happening in our culture and in our climate, in our world. And it perhaps has not gotten to Phelps. And there's a lot of things that don't get to Phelps very quickly. But the world has made it much more difficult to be a minister of the gospel in our time. There are things that will come that your pastor and that your elders and that your deacons, there are decisions that will be made. There are opportunities for us to preach and to be faithful. And the question is, will we be faithful to the word, or will we cater to the world's demands? There will be a time when ministers will have to turn in what they preach. There will be a time where we will not be able to say the things that the Bible says because the freedom to preach the truth will be taken from us. And so, what should you do? Pray that God would deliver faithful ministers from wicked and evil. That we would be bold, that we would be courageous, that we would be faithful to the word and preach it and nothing else. Because lawmakers and politicians and others would see to it that we say not the things that the world says are okay, but rather we would stick to, well, for us, we need to stick to the truth. And so pray. Pray that there would be a deliverance from evil, and that those who hope to hinder the gospel would not be allowed to. But it's not just lawmakers and politicians. It's also false teachers, wolves who are dressed as sheep. those who would preach a different gospel within the church. And so we would want to be delivered from them as well. That the sheep that we care for, that the sheep that we love and enjoy and weep for would be protected, that their ears would not hear the words of these wolves. So pray for deliverance from evil. So pray for the success of the gospel and the deliverance from evil, but also here we have confidence that we can have going into 2022, confidence that we can have as Christians in the Christian life. And so here it is, take confidence in the Lord. Take confidence in the Lord. Verse 3, Paul speaks of his confidence. But the Lord is faithful. But the Lord is faithful. And so there are a couple things to say here. First, this, that we can be confident in the Lord because of what the Lord does for us. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. The Lord is faithful. He works for you. He works on your behalf. God is moving and working, and he does not rest in this way. So Paul's confidence wasn't in his strength, and it wasn't in the Thessalonians' ability to withstand the trials that they would endure. His confidence is in the Lord. For me, for you, what is my confidence in? Your abilities, your talents, your giving, your giftedness? No. My confidence for you in 2022 is in the Lord. That the Lord will sustain you, that the Lord will protect you, that the Lord will work in you, that the Lord will strengthen you, that the Lord will uphold you, that the Lord will do it because he is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. The Lord does this for you. He works for you. But also, we can have confidence because the Lord works in you. Not only does he work for you, but he is also working in you. He is conforming you into the image of his Son. He is changing you from the inside out. And we have confidence, verse 4, in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. So this is a second part of this prayer, this confidence, I should say, that he has. That the Lord is working in the Thessalonians, Paul is confident that the Lord has been and will continue to do so. And he has confidence that the Lord will continue that work, and he tells the Philippians that he's confident that the Lord began a work and will complete the work. And so there's confidence to be had in what the Lord is doing in you, in his grace. He works in us to strengthen us. And over throughout the scriptures, God promises that he is with us and that he will not leave us. So the Lord works for you and the Lord works in you. That is good news. Then we see, too, that the Lord works in us so that we will obey him. That you are doing and will do the things that we command. We're not simply as Christians to believe certain things about God. It's not enough just to know about God, but we are to know God. We're not just to know about him, but we're to do as he has commanded us to do. We're to believe him, but then because we believe him, we act, we work, we serve, and we follow his commands. And do not miss Paul's words here. Because he is saying his confidence in the Thessalonians comes not from the Thessalonians, as I've mentioned, but in the Lord himself. In verse 4, and we have confidence in the Lord about you. We have confidence in the Lord about you. And I can be able to say, I have confidence in the Lord about you. That what he has began in you, he will complete. The work that he's doing in you is preparing for you an eternal weight of glory. And what lies ahead in 2022, I know that you will be okay because the Lord is in control. Because the Lord is good. Because the Lord is the one who will sustain you and uphold you. And the Lord is to be our confidence. But then lastly here, just as Paul does, notice he says, finally, brothers, in verse 1 of chapter 3, and then he goes at least 18 verses on. But that's what I'm going to do here too. Lastly, let your hearts be encouraged. Let your hearts be encouraged. Think of these prayers that you're to pray. Think of the confidence that you're to have. But then notice here this blessing. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. First, let your hearts be encouraged by the love of God. Don't just believe in Him. Don't just trust that He is sovereign and at work. Don't just see Him as being in control, but consider His love. Consider with how much love He has loved you, and how, and what kind of love He's loved you with. It's not a love that is based upon your ability. It's not a love for you that's based on whether you get Him a good gift or not at Christmas. It's not a love for you based on whether you're good or not. It's an unconditional love. A love that is set upon you before the foundation of the world, before you could do good or bad. It's an unconditional love. Let that sink in. Your endurance in this life, your encouragement in this life is based upon that love. Let your heart be warmed by the sweet and kind love of our Heavenly Father. This next year, you don't know what's coming your way. It could be good, it could be bad, it could be easy, it could be difficult. But here's what you need to keep in mind. Here's what you need to know. The love of God. The love of God. Let your hearts be encouraged by the love of God. But then also, he finishes up and he makes this point too. Not only should your hearts be encouraged by the love of God, but your hearts should also be encouraged by the steadfastness of Christ. This word steadfast is a word for endurance, the idea of continuing on, keep going. So be encouraged by the keep goingness of Christ. And this is important. Because He's telling you something, He's teaching you something here. That when we think about going forward and keep on pushing and keep on trucking, so if you've done athletic events, you understand what that means. To run a race, you have to endure the race and keep going through it and keep pushing. But the way that you and I are to run is not by looking at our own ability in this running and in this enduring, but rather we are to look at the endurance of Christ. You're called to endure, but you're called to endure because Christ endured first. Your endurance doesn't rest upon you fulfilling something in yourself. Rather, your endurance rests upon Christ enduring for you. Has Christ endured for you? Has He won the race? Absolutely. When you face trials, remember that the Lord Jesus Christ faced tougher trials. He can sympathize with you and yours, but there is much encouragement for us as we think about His. There was no place for Him to lay His head, that He became poor, that He suffered, that He endured pain, that He was persecuted, that He was rejected by men, that He was betrayed, that He was denied by His closest friends, that He was mocked, that He was tortured, that He suffered, that He died. And yet, He endured all for you. Let this warm your heart. Look at the steadfastness of Christ. Paul tells the Thessalonians, endure, keep going. And I'm confident that you will keep going. But the way you need to keep going is that you need to look at Jesus. And you need to look and see how he has endured on your behalf. And when you feel like you're failing, remember that it's not about your failing or succeeding. It is about what Christ has done. And he endured to the end and was faithful to the end for you. For you. So that even in 2022, when the worst of 2022 comes for you, you can look to Jesus Christ and know that you can keep going because of what he has done on your behalf. So let your heart be warmed by the steadfastness of Christ. Let your heart be encouraged by the love of God. When you pray, will you pray for me? When I pray, I will pray for you. Let's pray. Most gracious Father, I thank you for these who have gathered here today. I'm thankful, Father, for the word of the Lord to us, to give us strength and confidence as we move forward in the days ahead. There are things coming that we do not know are coming. There are things that are good and wonderful and beautiful. And there are things that are tragic and devastating and full of trouble. But we are not called to endure only in the good times. And we are not called to endure only in those beautiful times. We are called to endure even in the difficult days, even in the troublesome times. And our hope in enduring, our confidence in continuing, our prayer, it all is summarized in you. Our prayer is for you to work. Our confidence is that you are faithful. And our encouragement is that you love us and that Christ has endured on our behalf. So whatever comes our way, O God, we can step forward as we put our trust in you. Pray for these who are gathered here this morning, that you would work mightily in their lives for your glory, for their good. And oh God, may we love you more as we have heard from you. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you for listening to this week's message. If God has used this message to influence you, or you would like more information about our church, connect with us on the Peter Creek Presbyterian Church Facebook page. Remember to subscribe to hear more messages from Pastor Kelly Baldridge.